And let us pray. Lord God, as we hear your word read and proclaimed, help us to hear your voice. Help us to recognize it. Help us to listen to where it leads. In Christ's name, amen. It is Good Shepherd Sunday, so of course, our first reading is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. And from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So once I was visiting this man in the hospital, and I was reciting the 23rd Psalm when the doctor walked in the room. And as I left, the doctor said, in my tradition, we say the 23rd Psalm at funerals, and we're not there. And I said, I say the 23rd Psalm when I can't fall asleep. I was praying God's presence be known whatever dark valley that man was traversing. The poetry of the 23rd Psalm calms our hearts, even though most of us need a little help relating to the shepherd sheep imagery. Those of us raised in a modern urban society have spent little time among the sheep. But this imagery is woven into the biblical story from the beginning. Abel, the second century human, was a sheep herder. Abraham's clan kept sheep. Judah was a shepherd. David, Israel's greatest king, was first a shepherd. Moses and Amos were shepherds. The prophets and the psalmists used the imagery often when speaking of Israel, its leaders, and of their God. Jesus uses metaphor frequently, mostly speaking of bad shepherds, religious leaders, and lost sheep. An ancient name for God is the Shepherd of Israel. One of our most beloved images of Jesus is that of the Good Shepherd. Who is not warmed by the image of Jesus with a lamb on his lap or wrapped around his neck? I'm a city girl, and I tend to think of sheep kind of like this stuffed animal. I've done some research, though, and these animals are far more complicated and their lives a whole less cozy than our storybook versions. It is precisely the precariousness of their lives that make them such effective and powerful biblical symbols. Sheep are valuable, especially so in biblical times. They are the number one herd animal of nomads, and our earliest faith ancestors were nomads. They are important for their milk and their dairy products, for meat, for carpets and clothing and leather products. In nomadic life, they were like traveling farms and factories. Flocks need to be cared for, though, and that is no small task. As people gathered into communities, sheep would have to be led out and to be fed and gathered back together to sleep. In arid lands like Israel, grazing often becomes difficult. With sparse grass, shepherds would have to take their flocks further and further out from the villages. The grazing terrain can be treacherous, full of mountains and crevices, uneven ground, dips and valleys and waters that can be dangerous. Especially with a full fleece, a sheep that gets knocked over. There's got to be a cartoon about this. A sheep that gets knocked over can't right themselves without help. They stumble and fall. They could lay there until they die. They need a shepherd. Just existing is dangerous for sheep. Even upright, they are extremely vulnerable. Sheep have excellent hearing and are easily startled because they need to be alert. They have a fine sense of smell, which I don't think it must be somewhat of a problem at times. And a very wide range of vision. And that comes in handy, especially with domesticated sheep, because they have almost no ability to protect themselves. Mostly they just run away from danger, and they have plenty to run away from. When staying out in the wild overnight, many dangerous wild animals start looking to them for their next meals. That might include, in biblical times, lions and panthers and bears and leopards and wolves. Human predators are always a threat, whether they are in the wild or in the city. They might snatch sheep from the end of the line as they pass through a valley. Thieves would scale walls of pens to lift their prey over the wall. There's got to be an easier way to get a sheep. The image of all those beady eyes, human and otherwise, put some flesh on the line. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thinking about the ways we resemble sheep, and I have just scratched the surface, reminds us that we too are in need of a good shepherd. Our human lives, at least for most of us here in Lewistown, aren't full of terror, yet we know that our lives are insecure. It is easy to become overwhelmed by the vulnerability, especially the vulnerability of our loved ones. No wonder we are soothed by the psalmist's reminder that the Lord is our shepherd through it all, leading us to safety and sustenance and along right paths. We owe a debt to the late Kenneth Bailey for teaching us that Jesus reaches back to the 23rd Psalm in his Good Shepherd Discourse from which we read this morning. Dr. Bailey lived much of his life in the Middle East and taught Bible in regions where shepherding is still a way of life. He tells of how shepherds would build temporary shelters when they had to go out far from their villages to find grazing land for their sheep. And they would allow the sheep to graze and then call them into the pen to sleep for the night. They're generally stone walls with one opening for the sheep to go in and come out. At night, the shepherd might lay across that opening and be the gate for those sheep, making sure that the sheep did not wander out while they slept, making sure no predator wandered in. Jesus is talking to his disciples about gathering us in and about becoming our gate, about laying down between us and anything that would harm us. In today's passage, he's not talking about threatening criminals or wild animals. He's talking about Pharisees and scribes who failed to tend God's flock. He's talking about Roman leaders who devoured the nation and were about to devour him. Jesus was no hired hand who runs away when danger threatens. He could have, but he does not. He cares too much about the sheep for that. They belong to him, and by association and love, they belong to God. Jesus gave himself over to the dangers of the world so that we could live. He is the shepherd who made himself into a gate between us and all the thieves and bandits and wolves and bears, between us and all who would shame and judge and exclude and steal from us the things that make for life. Jesus loves his flock so very much that he laid down his life for us. And taking that life back up, he takes us with him into a life of abundance and security, goodness, and mercy. So may we know that we belong to Christ's flock, that he is guarding over us all the days of our life, and that we are enfolded in his love forevermore. Amen.